They're from the mind of God Himself. LifeSpring Family Audio Bible Episode Number 151. The executive producer for this episode is John Anonymous. This is the daily podcast where we are reading through the entire Bible in 1 year. My goal is to help you accomplish that and perhaps share some insights from each day's reading that helps you think about what we've just read that day. And I'm thrilled that you're with me. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. If you'd like to get in touch with me, my email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. Today's reading is Proverbs chapter 1. To find out what Bible translation I'm using today, go to the show notes page at bible.lifespringmedia.com, episode 151, or just check out your podcast app on your phone. Hopefully by now you've noticed that the artwork that shows on your podcast app changes with each new episode. Hope you like it. The reason for doing this is so that when people are looking for new things to listen to in the various podcast directories, the different art draws attention. If you'd like to contribute artwork to the show and thereby help the show, that could be a way for you to participate in the creation of an episode, which would make you a producer and not just a listener. So now you've got another way to contribute value to the show. Remember the value for value model I've talked about? There are three legs to that model. There's time, there's talent, and there's treasure. Well, if you can't contribute monetarily or treasure, maybe you can contribute some of your time and talent. That's what the art part is about. If you'd like to get involved, head on over to lifespringmedia.com/art. I've got more information there, including a Photoshop template file to get you started. And by the way, you will be credited on the show that your artwork appears and in the show notes. So how cool is that? LifeSpring Media is partially supported by Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. That's my book that tells you how to pronounce any name in the Bible. It's available as a PDF, MP3s, or soft cover. It's great for students of the Bible, pastors, homeschoolers, Bible study leaders, Sunday school teachers, lectionary readers, or just in your own private Bible study times. And when you buy the book, you're helping to support LifeSpring Media. For all the details, just go to easybiblenamesguide.com. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, as we open your word today, I pray, God, that by your Holy Spirit you would teach us. Help us to see, Lord, what it is you have for us today and how we might apply it to our own lives. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's begin. Proverbs chapter 1. These are the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David and king of Israel. They will help you learn to be wise, to accept correction, and to understand wise sayings. They will teach you to develop your mind in the right way. You will learn to do what is right and to be honest and fair. These proverbs will make even those without education smart. They will teach young people what they need to know and how to use what they have learned. Even the wise could become wiser by listening to these proverbs. They will gain understanding and learn to solve difficult problems. These sayings will help you understand proverbs, stories with hidden meanings, words of the wise, and other difficult sayings. Knowledge begins with fear and respect for the Lord, but stubborn fools hate wisdom, refuse to learn. My son, listen to your father when he corrects you, and don't ignore what your mother teaches you. What you learn from your parents will bring you honor and respect, like a crown or a gold medal. My son, those who love to do wrong will try to trick you. Don't listen to them. They will say, "Come with us, let's hide and beat to death anyone who happens to walk by. We will swallow them whole as the grave swallows the dying. We will take everything they have and fill our houses with stolen goods. So join us, and you can share everything we get." My son, don't follow them. Don't even take the first step along that path. They run to do something evil, and they cannot wait to kill someone. You cannot trap birds with a net if they see you spreading it out, but evil people cannot see the trap they set for themselves. This is what happens to those who are greedy. Whatever they get destroys them. Listen, wisdom is shouting in the streets. She is crying out in the marketplace. She is calling out where the noisy crowd gathers. Fools, how long will you love being ignorant? How long will you make fun of wisdom?
How long will you hate knowledge? I wanted to tell you everything I knew and give you all my knowledge, but you didn't listen to my advice and teaching. I tried to help, but you refused to listen. I offered my hand, but you turned away from me. You ignored my advice and refused to be corrected. So I will laugh at your troubles and make fun of you when what you fear happens. Disasters will strike you like a storm. Problems will pound you like a strong wind. Trouble and misery will weigh you down. Fools will call for me, but I will not answer. They will look for me, but they will not find me. That is because they hated knowledge. They refused to fear and respect the Lord. They ignored my advice and refused to be corrected. They filled their lives with what they wanted. They went their own way, so they will get what they deserve. Fools die because they refuse to follow wisdom. They are content to follow their foolish ways, and that will destroy them. But those who listen to me will live in safety and comfort. They will have nothing to fear. One of my very good friends is a fellow by the name of Ron Plouffe. Ron is a guy with many talents, but his passion is storytelling. As a matter of fact, he created one of the first storytelling podcasts called Griddle Cakes Radio. If you like a good story, I highly suggest you look it up, Griddle Cakes Radio. Anyway, Ron wrote a book not long ago called The Proverb Effect, and I'm going to steal a bit from the description of his book on Amazon. And by the way, I'll have a link to the book in the show notes. If you're someone who speaks in front of people, you really should check it out. Here's that part I'm stealing. What do the following statements have in common? Slow and steady wins the race. Don't put off till tomorrow what you can do today. Stupid is as stupid does. Well, they're all proverbs, the ultimate long story short that convey more meaning than the words used to construct them. They're universally human, independent of time, culture, and language. They're policies for making better life decisions passed from the experienced to the inexperienced. And while it's tempting to dismiss them as droll or trite, doing so just underestimates the role they play in both human understanding and teaching. I think that's a great description of what a proverb is. Well, of course, we know that proverbs have been around for thousands of years, which is a testament to their effectiveness. And I'm very much looking forward to sharing the book of Proverbs with you. Now, the book of Proverbs was written by King David's son, Solomon. Solomon is commonly thought of as the wisest man and the richest man who ever lived. His wisdom was a gift given to him by God as a result of the prayer he made upon his ascension to the throne at the death of his father. Instead of asking for wealth or victory over his enemies or power, he prayed a simple prayer asking for wisdom to lead God's people. And God was so pleased by Solomon's prayer that he not only granted him great wisdom, but he gave Solomon the things he could have asked for and didn't. The book of Proverbs is primarily a collection of short, often just single-sentence teachings or nuggets of truth. They're thoughts and ideas that God revealed to Solomon. Remember, it has long been the belief by Orthodox Christianity that the Bible was written by men as they were inspired by the Holy Spirit. So these are not merely the thoughts of a wise man, but they're from the mind of God Himself. The first chapter's introduction tells us that these proverbs will benefit anyone who heeds their teachings, and anyone who does not is a fool who will come to destruction. It tells us that we will learn wisdom if we put them into practice in our own lives. And it also introduces a character who will be recurring throughout the book, and that is the personification of wisdom as a woman. In verse 20, we see wisdom shouting in the streets and marketplace, chiding those who refuse to listen to her teaching and encouraging those who will to listen. Much of the teaching in the book is directed at one of Solomon's sons, so the teaching is especially applicable to a young person just starting out in life, but the lessons are good for everyone. I invite your comments. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Tomorrow we will be finishing the book of Jeremiah with a reading of chapters 47 through 52. And if you have some artistic ability and know how to use Photoshop, how about trying your hand at creating some album art for the show? You can find template files and instructions at lifespringmedia.com/art. For more on the Value for Value model, go to lifespringmedia.com/support. And if you'd like to be able to say any name of the Bible with ease, go to easybiblenamesguide.com. All of these are ways that you can help support Lifespring Media. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for being here today. Bye.